the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, from Deborah Bloom to the Bloom Festival, Billy Alexander has always loved plants, ferns to be exact, but it took him 30 years to give up the day job and make a business out of his hobby. He's just back from the prestigious Chelsea Flower Show, where he won gold again, and he's at the also very prestigious Bloom in the Phoenix Park this weekend. We caught up with Billy there yesterday. We're here at Bloom, surrounded by all of these beautiful plants and stalls and people buzzing, and it's a beautiful day as well. I'm here to meet Billy Alexander of Kells Bay, the king of the fern, I suppose I could call him. Billy, hello.
Pleased to meet you, Richard.
Very nice to meet you too. I have to ask you, why ferns?
Well, as a child, I was sent out to my grandparents in Kilmacannock, which was the countryside then. And my grandfather, Harry Hart Barry, was a great gardener. And he was my first influence. And I used to follow him around, watching him growing gooseberries and raspberries and strawberries, and watching Wimbledon and watching him cutting the grass. Every element of gardening he did, and I copied him. And it was my first influences.
Was it very early on that you thought, yeah, I'd like to try that?
Yes, because when we grew up in Blackrock, and when I went back, my parents allowed me have the garden. Nobody else wanted to be the gardener, so I was able to express myself. Remember building rockeries and cutting the grass and weeding, and all of it was fascinating to watch things growing and watch the dandelions, the seeds. We used to blow the seeds over, and then we'd have to do the weeding next year. But it was all fascinating as a young child. I loved all aspects of gardening, be it weeding, be it growing. So building the rockery for the first time, digging up the rocks. So I just enjoyed all aspects of gardening.
So when did the fascination with ferns begin?
Well, in Kilmacannock, it's in the foothills of the Wicklow Mountains, my grandfather's garden. I saw loads of indigenous ferns there, and I was always fascinated about the simplicity of them. Non-flowering plants, rocks, mosses, and they fascinated me. And one thing led to another until I saw my first tree fern about 30 years ago.
Do you remember that tree fern and that day you first saw it, or when you got your first one?
I absolutely do. It's very interesting. It was a very good friend of my mother who passed away early in life, and her friend had bought one in our little courtyard garden down in Sandymount. And then I went to a garden show in Kilmainham Jail, and I bought my first tree fern. I still remember it cost £17, and I thought I'd lost the plot.
It was real value for money looking back.
It was, and it's still in my garden in Leopardstown, growing quite well. But after that, I wanted bigger and better. And they were quite expensive in the garden centres. As many people will know, tree ferns are not a cheap plant to buy. So I started importing containers as a hobby business.
What is it about ferns as a plant that attracts you, Billy?
They're non-flowering plants. They're very restful. They're very peaceful. They're architecturally very beautiful. And for the gardener, they're a very low maintenance plant.
What do you mean peaceful?
So when you look at my display there, it's all green. So it's very therapeutic. You know, we've all had our ups and downs through recessions, and not so long ago I did, definitely when I bought Kells Bay. And I always remember walking through the garden with the mosses and the rocks and the ferns underneath the canopy of the big tree ferns, how peaceful and how therapeutic it was.
Now, you had that interest in gardening from an early age, and you dabbled in it, or more than dabbled in it, but it wasn't necessarily the career. You worked in banking.
People say I worked in banking. So what really happened was my parents asked me to sign a form down at the bottom right-hand corner, took me to an interview, and unfortunately I got the interview and I ended up in AIB for 30 years.
That sounds like you were kidnapped.
Well, to be honest, it was a good mix, because I had a medium good job, and at 5 o'clock every day I was a gardener in the back garden, and I always loved gardening.
So tell me then about Kells Bay and when you first saw it.
Luckily, when I got into the hobby business, the previous owners of Kells Bay bought some ferns, and I still remember driving up the driveway and saying, "This is utopia, this is perfect, this is the garden I'd love to have," not thinking it would ever be mine. There was a premium to be paid, but I'm still there now, and thankfully, refinancing a good bit later, everything is going well.
Yeah, it's not always easy. So people have the dream and they buy the dream, and you say, "I've bought the dream place now," but if you don't invest in it and do it up and grow it, it can become the nightmare, can't it?
Absolutely. So I still remember signing the bottom corner for my the contract with my solicitor, and she said, "You do know this is a bottomless pit," and her words are very correct, but it's a very enjoyable pit.
So in terms of what you have there now, because you really have grown the whole place, haven't you?
Yeah, so I still remember we gave up the day job. My wife, who was a chef in a restaurant, a Thai restaurant in Dalkey, I gave up the day job in AIB, and all of a sudden there's no wages next month. So we arrived down in Kells Bay, we said goodbye to our kids in Dublin and said good luck, and so we started all kinds of threads of the business. We had a takeaway, we had a restaurant, we had a coffee shop. None of them were that busy, but they were all generating cash flow. But since then, over the last 10, 11 years, they've all grown successfully.
You've won your third gold medal at Chelsea, which is an incredible achievement. But what's it like being at a festival like that?
It's very exciting. It's very challenging. Each time I've gone, I've been to Chelsea four times and I didn't get my gold medal the first time, so that's what sort of made me go back the second time. And then you get the drug, then you get the buzz, the adrenaline of the challenge. So each time I've upped my game into a bigger display. So I first started with a 30 square metre display, next I went to 60, then I went to 100, and just recently I did a 120 square metre display, and I probably bit off more than I could chew. But as I said to Greg, my head gardener, who helped me and was getting a bit grumpy with me, that we all
creative differences.
We always get there. And thanks to his huge help, we did get there.
Logistically, a show like Chelsea, because you've got to bring everything in from Ireland to Chelsea. Is that complicated, particularly after Brexit?
I wouldn't call it complicated, but it's very stressful. There's a lot of paperwork to do. There's a lot of complications and things do go wrong. So first of all, we have to get the plants inspected, and then 40-foot lorry comes. It's quite difficult to load 10, 12-foot tree ferns at an angle in this huge, big lorry, fit everything in without damage. My two guys, Greg and Thomas, do a magnificent job. They wish I supported them a bit more, but the best thing I can do is drive away from it. I just need to get away because I'm too nervous.
You're obviously incredibly busy, Billy, with everything that's going on in Kells Bay. Do you still get a reasonable amount of time to sit among the ferns and calm yourself down? Let them do their magic work.
Yeah, early evening, early morning is my time with the ferns. Sunset in Kells Bay is spectacular, and it's a big place. We've 60 acres, not all in gardens, but there's plenty of wilderness. I go up to my polytunnels most evening to say hello to the plants, and it's very, very restful.
They don't say hello back, do they?
That's my secret.
Well, Billy Alexander, congratulations on Chelsea again, of Kells Bay House and Gardens in Kerry. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Richard.